I live in Kipsale with my brother Brian and three other housemates. When I started attending the museum program, I still hadn't been to school here in Greece, so I had enough time to think about the discussions we had on the artworks even after I came home. Sometimes, what's more, I even used to write a poem. Writing poems is a habit I have since my childhood. I started reading the Psalms of Solomon in English, which influenced me to write my own poems. My mother encouraged me to keep reading the Bible, while my teachers at school were impressed by the level of my English and the quality of my poems. Initially, I didn't believe them, but all the teachers I've had, even when I moved school, used to tell me the same and encourage me to continue. One of them advised me to read Shakespeare and other poets, and so I read Macbeth and The Merchant of Venice. I've also seen Shakespeare plays at the theatre, and I loved them all. This is why I thought that indeed I should keep on writing my own poems, and so I did. One of my notebooks, where I had written quite a lot of poems, was stolen. I thought I had lost everything, that I would never be able to write again. Indeed, over the last year I almost forgot about this favourite habit, and during the period I was in Moria, Lesbos, I didn't put pen to paper. I just started talking with people who said how good I was, and thus I started again. In July, when I came to Athens, I continued even further. I want to write a book. I don't write just poems. What I do first is to find a story. Most of my poems are based on human stories, but my biggest inspiration is girls. I imagine myself being with them, speaking beautiful words. This is how I write. Initially, I have to find a story and then write the verses. Moreover, I plan to write about my experience in Moria, but I have to find a story first. Some of the works we saw in the museum made me think about human relationships today, others about the conditions the refugees faced in the past and how these have changed over the years. Finally, others made me think of more personal matters. For instance, The Raft by Bill Viola depicts many different people, each absorbed by something different and personal, without even looking at each other. Then the work shows that the result of the situation could be. Then the work shows what the result of the situation could be, when people are not united, selfish about preserving the peace, and not being ready to sacrifice anything of them for the sake of unity. Vlasis Kanyaris, with his work Hopscotch, shows the rules a refugee must follow in a foreign country. We too in Zimbabwe have the same game, and I know that in order to play, one has to follow some rules. That's what a refugee must do, in order to adapt in a new country. I identify with the figure stepping on its suitcase with his one foot, as if trying to understand the rules in order to play correctly. That is exactly what I do, so that I can integrate in this country and have a successful life. Often, I think that in the past, when the artist created this work, things for refugees must have been worse. At least today, we have the internet and several organizations, and people are helping the refugees to prepare their documents, find a place to live and be safe, despite the language barrier. But the most inspiring work for me was Sales by Bia Davu. In this work, sales are like people with different opinions about life, of different origins, religion, etc., having different orientations, probably due to different goals. But still, all the sales are fixed on the same base, just like humans, who share many common traits. I'm really impressed by the story of Odysseus, which this work made me think of, and I'd like to learn more about his adventures and his wife, Penelope, who was waiting for him back home. As soon as I returned home, I thought of myself and my girlfriend, who is far away. With these thoughts, I wrote this poem to her. Leandra. I'm out of greener pastures, but do not put our love past us. Even though I am away right now, I feel your proximity in my heart. My love has reached its intensity. How art thou, my princess of grace? How art thou, my green of bliss? Keep me in thine heart, for forever we are apart. Days come and go without you. I have tough love, but I miss you, that's the truth. Does true love exist? Why would anybody ask that when we exist? Await, my princess, even if Prince George comes for you. I am at war for us, trying to reach success. I have a great heart like Penelope. I, your Odysseus, am on my way. I might take time, but be strong. I have great stamina like Kong. My body and mind is only troubled without you. My heart drips deep red, my adrenaline traveling at the speed of light. You're gonna miss me when you're gone, you were right. A young beautiful lady from the valley. Beauty, charisma, queen, you define it. Do people really get heartbroken? I haven't seen it. You own my heart, beautiful. You are my life, Leandra. I wish nothing but success in your life. Behind a successful man, there's a beauty who strives. That's you, my lady. I had died for you. Let it happen, and I'll show you the truth. My true African queen, you give life to nature, fine body like a mermaid from Mars. And you shine brighter than the stars. I want to be with you and only you. I want to wake up next to you every morning. I will be there with you. Happiness, sadness, I'll be there. You own my heart, Leandra.